PAF introduces stricter loss limits for young players. Nordic gaming company PAF has announced a further reduction in the loss limit for players aged 20 to 24 to €8,000, $8,610. PAF had earlier reduced the mandatory loss limit from €20,000 to €10,000 for players aged 18 to 24 in 2022. In April 2023, the operator lowered the limit to €17,500 for all players. At the same time, it capped the total loss amount for players aged 18 and 19 to €1,800. With the new loss limit, all registered players on PAF between the ages of 20 to 24 can lose only €8,000 per year. The loss limits across all age categories are expected to cost the company €7 million. Quote, "This is an important continuation of the responsible gaming direction we are striving towards at PAF," he said. "Now young customers can only play with us for amounts that are at a more sustainable level and within the framework of the customer segment that we have defined ourselves as the green segment. We need to be able to be sustainable in the long term. We believe that in a future highly regulated European market, you cannot lose more than €8,000 a year, which can be equivalent to an expensive leisure activity." Christer Falstedt, PAF CEO. Major Nordic advocate of responsible gambling. PAF services the interests of gamblers in several Scandinavian states, including Finland, Sweden, and the Baltics. The operator has significantly advocated responsible gambling across the Nordic region. In July 2022, PAF urged the Swedish government to implement a comprehensive ban on gambling advertisements and increase gambling tax. PAF also called for centralizing Sweden's self-exclusion program, Spelpaus, to standardize loss limits and ensure equal protection for all players. Quote, "We are convinced that mandatory loss limits are among the most decisive and responsible actions a gaming company can take. A customer with gambling problems most likely does not have the same ability to control his gambling and set his own limits, which is why we need mandatory loss limits in the gambling industry." Daniela Johansson, Deputy CEO and Chief Responsibility Officer.